187,000 new voters registered in the last 2 months in Arizona, and the presidential election is now just days away. The show's Lauren Gilger went out with some of the groups working to get out the vote before Election Day.
About a dozen teenagers are sitting around a table at Neighborhood Ministries in West Phoenix.
If you are walking Isaac today, please go with Victor. And if you're Capital, you'll go with Liz and myself.
And then they're off, teamed up with clipboards in hand, to spread out around the city and knock on doors.
My name is Aida.
Aida Pinuelas is a high school senior who's canvassing today for One Arizona, a coalition of advocacy groups dedicated to registering Latino voters.
I'm not old enough to vote, I'm also not a citizen. But this is my way of getting my voice heard.
On this day, she's making a second trip to registered voters' houses near 19th Avenue in Van Buren, doing what politicos call get out the vote.
Can I ask you, how do you plan on voting this election?
For who?
No, like, are you voting through mail? Are you going to the polling
location? Oh, I don't know. They sent me this paper that says where to go.
And especially with newly registered voters, it's not always as easy as it sounds.
Did you get, a yellow envelope through the mail? And in the yellow envelope, was there a green envelope too?
That is your early ballot, Pinuelas tells him.
You can either go to your polling location on November 8th, or you can fill it out and just turn it into your mailbox and your mailman will get it, and that's your vote.
One Arizona deployed hundreds of young people like Pinuelas over the last several months and registered more than 150,000 new voters, which communications director Peter Juarez says are predominantly Latino.
And now we move on and with Get Out the Vote.
And that's what both Democratic and Republican parties in Arizona are focusing on now.
It's knocking on doors, it's phone calls, it's delivering literature to doors, it's putting up yard signs, it's doing a number of things.
We've knocked on over 304,000 doors and made over 560,000 phone calls to voters.
That's Robert Graham, chairman of the Arizona Republican Party, and Stephen Slagaki, chairman of the Maricopa County Democratic Party. On the Democratic side, Slagaki says their efforts to turn out the vote are far ahead of where they were this time during the last presidential election.
We are greatly outpacing everything that we've done 4 years ago.
And Graham says the Arizona Republicans have 21 active field offices.
We've never had anything like this before in the past.
The Secretary of State's office reports that almost 190,000 new voters in the state have registered this election cycle. More than 90,000 of those are in Maricopa County, a phenomenon Graham attributes to Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump.
Donald Trump has created an interesting wave of registrations on the Republican side. So where we registered lots of people the last cycle, organically the party has grown because of the support for Donald Trump.
But to Samantha Pastros, executive director of the Arizona Advocacy Network, a nonpartisan organization that works for fair elections, that large number of new voters is also cause for concern.
There's a ton of new registered voters, which is great. But I think there's a lot of room for voter disenfranchisement and even voter intimidation.
Why? Pastros says this is the first presidential election in which local elections officials will not be required to get pre-clearance on polling locations from the U.S. Department of Justice to ensure a fair election for minorities.
We don't have the oversight we usually do, and as we've seen this year already, we've just had problem after problem.
Problems like the long lines voters in Maricopa County experienced during the presidential preference election in March. Elizabeth Bartholomew, spokesperson for the Maricopa County Recorder's Office, says they have 724 polling places this election and up to 4 electronic poll books at every single one.
So we are very confident that if there are any lines, that voters will not be waiting in line any longer than 30 minutes.
But Pastros says some of those 724 polling places are in the same location, which can create problems. And she's worried about lines.
We've already identified a number of polling locations that we think are going to have problems. These are polling locations where there are a lot of new voters in the precinct, where they have traditionally had problems, and where there is a high number of voters who are people of color.
The Arizona Advocacy Network will have volunteers staffing those polling locations on Election Day. But Bartholomew says the recorder's office sent out 1.5 million early ballots, and they've already gotten back over 900,000 of them.
Even though, yes, the numbers of registered voters have increased, so have those numbers of the permanent early voting list. So those are individuals who would not be going to the polls on Election Day.
For the show, I'm Lauren Gilger.
But even though more voters are casting their ballots early, many are still doing so in person rather than through the mail. And some of those voters are finding they have to wait in long lines. Casey Kuhn from KJZZ's West Valley Bureau is here with more on that. And Casey, you've been out for a bit looking at different polling places. What have you seen?
So in the West Valley, I've been to a few already. I went to the one in Glendale, and there were long lines yesterday, and there were long lines today. There are 25 different early voting locations, and it's not just the ones in the West Valley. Chandler and Gilbert have also seen hour-long lines. In Glendale, there was a two-hour wait. So I know today at least 50 people were lined up before 8 in the morning, which is when the location opens, including Michelle Dale, who got there at 7 in the morning and was first in line.
I need to work on Tuesday, and it's probably going to be long lines, so I wanted to get here and get it done early.
Other voters I spoke to just couldn't believe the wait time and even left to try voting somewhere else.
So, Casey, people are clearly frustrated with these long lines, just as they were during the presidential preference election in March. Did the recorder's office expect this?
No, actually, Elizabeth Bartholomew with the recorder's office says they weren't expecting this because normally people don't show up to the polls early to cast their ballots. Here's Bartholomew.
To vote early in person, that's usually not the primary method of voting voters choose to do. We've always seen very low turnout at these in-person early voting locations.
Bartholomew also said that in 2008's presidential election, there were also long lines for early voting.
So what does her office say that they're going to do about this?
Well, she says they're going to bring more staff to every single location on Friday. That's the last day for early voting. So they've also sent out additional computers, including to the one in Glendale, and additional ballot printers. Finally, Bartholomew says if people are just getting frustrated voting in person this week,
they can certainly go to their designated polling place on election day, and I guarantee you there'll probably be no lines.
So did everybody who was showing up at an early voting location to vote early see a long line?
Not when I went out to look at some other locations. At the Maryville location, which is about 10 minutes away from the Glendale location, this morning there were maybe 10 people there. So definitely not a long line there. And when I dropped off my own early ballot yesterday at the elections office downtown, I didn't have to wait at all.
That's KJZZ's Casey Kuhn. Thanks, Casey.
Thank you.